T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Breeze, I thought that I was only going to have to convince you that this is a terrible idea, but apparently there's others that think this plan of yours to avoid getting a parking ticket is genius.
It is genius, Corey.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James and Breezy. And Breezy, reveal your genius plan to get out of parking tickets. Because, of course, here in Rochester, the parking law enforcement people are, I mean, they're
ruthless.
They're monsters. Absolute monsters.
Parking in downtown Rochester is highway robbery. Okay? I'm just going to say it. I'm okay. Just going to throw it out
is
there.
Is this where you're going to tell me that you're not going to feel bad about doing this because they're screwing us all over? So.
I would be a millionaire right now if I didn't pay so much money in parking tickets. No, it's not, because $1 million have gone to the city of Rochester.
Seems like a lie.
Thank you very much.
This is the logic. This is the logic, by the way. People, like, if they rob a bank, like, well, you know, they're insured, so, like, whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Don't you have better things to do? Don't you have real crime to go handle? You don't
the
have to
parking.
Come.
No, they're parking enforcement. Their only job is to focus on parking. What do you want them to do? Chase criminals down the street? It's probably frowned upon, actually.
I hate this.
So, okay, go ahead with your genius plan, by the way. And I want to get an instant reaction from people that are listening to what they think about this. So make sure that you jump in on the Club PXY Safe text line at 69822. Or, of course, you can always call us at 222-9800.
Our office is tucked away in a borough of High Falls.
Borough. It's not New York City.
It's like in an alleyway, kind of. It's very tucked away, very secluded. No one really comes down here unless you work down here or
I know, that's the real problem for High Falls. We're trying to fix that.
So there's a ton of on-street parking.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Very convenient for people like us. I mean, not like you, because you pay to park in the garage, which I don't know who has money for that, but like, kudos to you.
Not me after I pay to park.
Yeah. So I don't. I genuinely choose not
to. You're rolling the dice. You're living on the edge.
I'm an adrenaline junkie, like I said.
Okay.
It's a gamble every day, truly. So
What's your strategy? What is this genius plan where a lot of people in the building do what you do and a lot of people in this city do what you do where, like, you know what? I'm going to roll the dice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna leave my car in this spot where I'm supposed to park. I'm paid to park and I'm just going to see what happens.
I sit close to the window. I know you think I'm like daydreaming, but I'm honestly looking for the parking police.
Okay. All right.
And I've gotten tickets before and I stockpile them truly in my little dash compartment thingy.
Okay. So you can look back fondly on all those parking ticket memories.
They're overflowing. All I see is yellow.
Yeah. Okay.
So when I go to park, I just take one of the old parking passes, chuck it on my little windshield, put the thing down, lock my car, go inside. All is well, truly. And I don't get parking tickets. I don't get any more parking tickets. It's you're off scot-free, baby.
Okay.
You don't It's fine.
So
everything's fine.
So putting an old parking ticket on your car, you believe that that shields you from getting a new parking ticket.
It's like posing as if you already got one. It's like, joke's on you, Roger. I know you were going to come over and write me a ticket, but not today.
So you think that that's how it's going to go. So they're zooming around in their little parking vehicle.
They see the yellow and they're like, darn. Oh,
somebody already got them. All right, fine. I'm just going to move on.
Yeah. It's genius. It's bulletproof, truly.
Not so much. So what? I looked into this because I've heard of this before. Actually, I had a street mate in college that tried to pull this move at SUNY Brockport.
Okay.
And
colleges are the worst, by the way.
Yeah, they're psychotic when it comes to parking for sure, especially Brockport.
Mm-hmm.
So his plan was, well, I'm going to park in like the good lot and I'm just not going to move my car all semester. So like I'll get a ticket and then, you know, they'll just think that, you know, they already gave me a ticket and I'll only have the one and I'll pay that and it'll be fine. It's essentially worth the money, right? At that point
to buy one, get one, truly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That worked great until he came back to his car weeks later and just stockpiles of tickets. They were running out of places on the windshield to put the tickets.
Oh,
that's how many parking tickets this dude got.
Why did he even bring his car if he didn't use it? Stupid.
That's a good question. So I've seen this not work, but I wanted to dig in a little bit more.
Okay, as you do.
And I actually found a former parking enforcement officer's take on this.
What are you doing your due diligence on this? Really, Corey?
So, apparently this is a thing that a lot of people try to pull, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically they said that if you see a ticket already on a car, essentially makes it a flashing light that you, the parker, thinks parking enforcement is stupid. And that was this guy's opportunity to do as much as he possibly could to be a jerk to you. So he said he would always look at the existing ticket, and that would make him mad that people were trying to trick him. So then he would place another ticket in their envelopes. Usually you have the envelope on there. It's not maybe just the ticket.
Yeah.
So he put it in the old envelope, just the new ticket. So when people came back, that they thought like, oh, it worked. Perfect.
Oh, they're like trying to trick. He was trying to trick the person back.
That
okay,
was the that was the trick back. But okay. But they didn't stop there. They didn't stop there.
Oh.
They are also apparently many types of citations that officers can write, like 1 foot from the curb, over the space line, expired registration, so on and so forth.
Oh my God, relax.
So apparently if people did this, this guy took the opportunity to write every ticket humanly possible for them. And
what a psychopath.
But you're like, you got to see it from his side. Essentially, you're saying you're stupid. I'm going to trick you.
Yeah. So,
lastly, ready for this? This is the best part. Depending on where you park, if it's a timed parking space, he said that he would make it a point to go back in every possible increment to give another ticket. So, like, if you were in a 2-hour parking zone, he would make it a point to come back every 2 hours throughout the entire day and pile on more tickets on top.
Who is this guy? He's a monster.
I'm telling you, though, but that's why it's a bad idea.
Who is this monster?
So,
oh my,
you should stop
God.
Immediately because, I mean, there could be parking enforcement officers like that here in our city. All right, so you need to watch out.
I'm scared.
Yeah, you should be. Is it on your car right now?
It is. I'm going to go check.
Yeah,
sure.
Do you want to go sprint?
Yeah.
Is there going to be like 27 tickets there? Because it's possible.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.